All right. Well, once again, good evening. This is February 28th, 2013, and we are in a beautiful opportunity to clear a very potent chakra, the solar plexus chakra. So here we are. I'm just going to do a couple quick things here with some sound tools just to set your frequency. And do know that even though the sound is just coming through this little phone device here, the truth is that our collective intention is inviting the work that we're doing vibrationally to just transcend time and space. And so all the things that we're intending and the things that I'm suggesting here, and as you participate, you will be experiencing all the cleansing and clearing that is going on. So it's just a beautiful process. So I just want you to trust that what I'm saying has some validity to it and be open to that experience. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and just use a particular Tibetan bowl that I picked up about a year ago when I was in India. And glad that you joined us. We're already in progress, so thank you for coming. And if you would star six, that will mute you so that when we chant and do sounds together, we won't be distracting one another because of the timing. So here we go. So I'm going to go ahead and use this particular bowl just to go ahead and use it as a complete wash for our auric field and our energy bodies. And to, in the meantime, what you can do is just be aware of your feet and the connection to the earth. Move over your entire body, your entire field, and let it just knock off anything on your auric field that this is ready to be left behind. Any of the debris of the day. One more time. All right, so that is. And now a companion pair of tingshas, which are just little circular brass bells, kind of like castanets, but they are not castanets, but they are from the Tibetan tradition. This is just for a higher frequency wash coming in from above that's going to wash down through the higher chakras. And we're going to ask it to basically move completely through and then take resonance in the solar plexus area. Solar plexus just below the rib cage in the center of the body. So that is. Now I would like you to bring more of your attention strictly to the solar plexus area. And I'm going to use a couple rattles here that I picked up down in Sedona. So they have a real Native American energy about them, Native American earth connection. Whenever we're working with solar plexus, it's not a bad idea to have connection with foundation and connection with the earth, and then to bring up that earth energy up through the body, up through the second chakra, to do the cleansing and clearing there, which so often contributes to us being impacted in the solar plexus. So we're just going to begin to use, even though we're focusing on solar plexus, these rattlers are going to transcend pretty much chakras 1, 2, and 3 from the earth up. So just bring your awareness into those areas and give permission for this to happen. And actually, if you will, be aware of your left foot. And up through your left foot, just imagine a conduit of energy and presence and power coming up from the earth through that left foot, up through the right leg, and have it move through like just a cleansing tube through the solar plexus, washing out anything there. It is a lower vibration, and by lower vibration, I just mean frequencies that have been unprocessed, probably from your moments of living, that do not resonate with the true frequency of balance that we are calling forth tonight. Those frequencies and the debris, the energetic debris, is then washed out through the right side, down the right leg, through the right foot, into the earth, and that energy will be used for the highest good of all involved. So if you'll just visualize that process as a continual process that is happening through the course of our call tonight, this way anything that's going to be released as a result of this particular shock or this particular rattle will just be cleansed and cleared and pulled out and sent down the right leg. So I'll pull it away from the phone because it's a pretty intense rattle. Works on this end. All right, another rattle I just picked up out there. It's a rawhide rattle, and it's rather small with a horse tail on it, and it has multiple frequencies in it, which I find very empowering because it's working the second chakra, and now it's moving up into the throat. It's also working third chakra and also the root, and so it's doing a lot of work here. So just allow yourself, and as I do this rattle, allow your body to twist and turn a little bit, just to loosen up anything, especially in that midsection. So just some twists and turns, and look towards the back behind you. Collapse a little bit on that solar plexus, and then open up a little bit by extending the abdomen out. We're going to work out anything that's in there that is ready to move as I use this rattle. So it is. So let's get going right now now that we've just sort of stirred the dust up a little bit there and started the cleansing process, we're going to go ahead and put some protective energy around it. And it's not because we're keeping, demonic energies out or anything of that sort. We're just basically inviting by putting a protective field around us through a couple mantras. We're inviting ourselves to be consistent in our own frequency. And anything that is not of that frequency, typically stuff that is of a lower vibration, will not be welcome in that and through that field, and that will be allowed. It will not be allowed to move through that particular field. The first one is to go to the top of the page, and I hope you all have your support page here. It's the yellow one, and I typically would love to start with this Tibetan protection mantra here, the chant, the Hung Vajra Pei. So it's Hung Vajra Pei. And what we're doing here is, as we speak it, we're bringing forth a protective frequency of energy, like a cocoon of light, a cocoon of specific energy that is surrounding us like a sphere. And within that, we are in a protective place, in a protective state. If you want to start from the solar plexus as we speak it seven times here, and each time we speak, it expands out to engulf your body and then move outward each time to create a pretty significant amount of space around you. So the Hung Vajra Pei. So I'm going to say it in the typical spoken mantra style. Hung Vajra Pei, 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 Hung Vajra Pei. So just twist and turn just a little bit in that area and become aware of that solar plexus and now the sphere that surrounds it. We're going to do it one more cycle of seven so that we can expand it out further. And in a sense, when this mantra is spoken, it is spoken many, many more times, and it expands out to the point that it eventually engulfs the earth. And so it is blessing on many levels and blessing many frequencies. And do know that a mantra that has been spoken for thousands of years and millions of times carries potency with it. And the intention behind it brings forth just that. So they're very powerful and very useful. I invite you to trust them. One more time, seven times. Hung Vajra Pei, 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 Hung Vajra Pei. Hung Vajra Pei, one more. Hung Vajra Pei. And so it is, and so it is. one more device to protect us. And I mean, if you've done these calls before, you know that I love to work with our original name, the name that came through on our birth certificate, the name we chose as we incarnated into this planet. This particular name carries a frequency of remembering, a frequency of alignment for each of us. When we go back to it and clear some of the debris that might be attached to it energetically, we are able to actually then reclaim our essence and our wholeness in that moment in time. And this is my belief, my experience, and some of the information that I've been shared. So it's certainly worth playing with. And as we speak that name, we're going to speak that name seven times, your first, your middle, your last. If you were married and took on a new name, I invite you to go back to the birth name. If you've been in a situation where you were adopted, go back to the first name that you remember. That is something perhaps we can have a private conversation on in terms of helping you work through to find what that foundation is for you. So not only does it put call ourselves back to the frequency of alignment and our wholeness in that moment in time, it also brings forth the etheric beings and the energies, the guardians, the teachers, the guides, the angelic energies that are assigned to the frequency of the I Am that is expressing as each of us. We each have a frequency of identification, and those angelic beings and the etheric beings and teachers are assigned to that, and they know that frequency, and they come when they are called. So as we speak the name, it is an invitation for that guidance to come through, for the awareness and for the support of those frequencies to be able to help us cleanse these energies that we no longer have any reason to hold on to tonight. And then finally, as we speak that, we're also putting another cocoon of light around us, and it's a protective device to keep us safe. So we're just sort of amping up here and providing a couple tools that you can use at any time that really do provide boundaries, which is really what the solar plexus, one of the elements of the solar plexus. So on the count of three, I'm going to invite us to speak our own name seven times out loud. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 So it is. So it is. I'm thinking that was seven. All right, so just move your body just a bit. Be aware of your feet on the earth. You've got that conduit of energy running up through the soles of the feet, up the left side and down the right. Anything that is being released within that solar plexus chakra is being cleansed and cleared out. And right now we're using the vibration of the earth to fill in the space of the things that are being left. I believe later on we'll go ahead and intend something else to be put in those spaces of what we release tonight. So just a bit of mental energy and mental information about this particular chakra. This is a very potent chakra. It's the power center. It's aligned with the sun. It has the same. It has a frequency aligned with the planet Mars as well. It is the element is fire that is related to it. It has to do with the sight and the vision. The animals that go along with it, the jaguar, the bear, the ram, these are all animals of power and presence and about taking action. You've also got the color yellow that is in alignment with it. The typical organs of the relationship is the stomach, the liver, and the liver is very important in this particular chakra because it has to do so much also with the emotion. The strongest emotion here is emotion of anger. And anger is related to power struggles often, and it's these sort of power struggles that compromise us and whatever we buy into culturally or family-wise in terms of how to be around anger, then either we are supporting ourselves and clearing ourselves or we are impacting ourselves and building a steam pot or a pressure cooker of energy that explodes because it just can't contain anymore. We'll look at that in a moment. Stomach, liver, a couple minerals that are supported by it, I mean that do support it, citrine, gold, and yellow calcite. The aromatherapy of juniper and rosemary and lemon are very, very potent for this particular chakra. There are two, an angelic pair, archangel pair of Uriel and Aurora, who oversee the dispensation of the particular ray, which is
the purple and gold ray, the sixth ray, it's called, that emanates from the galactic center of the universe. Right now, this is all information for your higher self, just to buy into this. And your mind may be going, what are you talking about? Please, I invite you to trust me on this. We're just really calling in specific frequencies, and I give you this information just so it will help the mind remember of what we are made of and what is going on here. I'm not sure that made total sense, but the sixth ray of purple and gold is overseen by the particular ascended master, Lady Nada. An ascended master, very, very briefly, is one who has had incarnations and lives and has really worked through the things that they were here to do in the incarnations and have moved on to what we'll consider other dimensions, but they have basically chosen to stay and be in assistance and be in support. And so really kind of in fifth dimension, the ascended masters hang out, and then they work through these particular rays and send these frequencies back in. They give the information to the archangels, the Aurora, and the Uriel, and then that's dispensed to Elohim, who are considered lesser angels, whatever that really means, and that's peace and Aurora, and they bring it into manifestation in the physical realm so that it becomes in something that we can palpably use. So just some information about how this process works in some ways, where it comes from the etheric realms. But do know that a lot is going on, and especially in these times as we make choices to even choose to be a part of this phone call tonight, which is a definite act of will and an act of power and a choice, then you know that every step we take towards the light, we are being supported and reinforced in so many more ways. I would even say exponentially in terms of the cleansing and clearings that are going on right now. The solar plexus chakra is identified with will. It is also about power in any form of power, personal power, the use of power, the abuse of power, power that we use on others, power that is used on us. It all is tied into this particular chakra. It is also about decision making. When we are sluggish on making decisions, it's typically a solar plexus chakra that has been compromised. We're wishy-washy because we aren't able to really feel safe in the process of making the decision because we're afraid of the outcome. The fear is the bleed up from the second chakra that is beginning to wash up and compromise us and create hesitancy. But it is a choice in the solar plexus that causes us to not take action on, even if a decision is made. So if those things are happening in your life, if you find yourself being critical, or if you find criticism coming your way and you're having a hard time with it, or if you seem like it's coming from everywhere, your higher self is working overtime to help you move through some frequencies that are ready to be released. We do not need in these times to go into and understand the stories of who and what went on. That's good information at times, but it can be a very, very powerful distraction. So all we're doing right now is working with energy, and we're using the higher wisdom of your being plus your angelic energies and your guides to have the wisdom to say this is ready to go and this is ready to release. We're also calling upon the body to be the vehicle that gives up this energy that is held on. Any energy stored in the third chakra is typically a result of power issues that have happened to us, opportunities where we didn't get a chance to express, injustices that occurred that we weren't able to act out on or defend ourselves. And that could be from a verbal situation to an energetic situation to an actual physical situation that occurred for us. There's so much that goes on in this chakra that begins to impact us and cause us to have the inability to move forward. So it's a perfect time that you find yourself here tonight. So that's about all the information. That was probably way too much. So the rest of our time here is going to be in empowering and in cleansing that particular chakra. So we're going to do two particular chants right now, one song, one chant, and they're right at the top of the page, really to just begin to jumpstart the power that's there. The rattles and the bell and the bowl, those things just began to loosen up the information there. Now we're going to go ahead and put a foundation of energy into that chakra to help it remember its pure frequency. And we're going to the Apache Power Chant. We've done this before, some of you have. It is a potent, potent war chant that is used in those moments before taking action. It is a motivator. It's pronounced Hinamea, Hinamea, Hiname Chichayo. That is repeated twice. Then it goes Hiname Chichayo, Hiname Chichayo. And then finally, that's twice. And then you have Hina, Hina, Hey, Ya, Hina, Hina, Hey, Yo. I will sing it with you. We will sing it four times in honor of the four directions in the traditional sense of those four directions. Hinamea, Hinamea, Hiname Chichayo. Hinamea, Hinamea, Hiname Chichayo. Hiname Chichayo, Hiname Chichayo. Hiname Chichayo, Hiname Chichayo. Hina, 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 Hinamea, Hinamea, Hinamechichayo. Hinamea, Hinamea, Hinamechichayo. Hinamechichayo, Hinamechichayo. Hinamechichayo, Hinamechichayo. Hina, Hina, Hia. Hina, Hina, Hio. Hina, Hina, Hia. Hina, Hina, Hey, Yo. Hinamea, Hinamea, Hinamechichayo. Hinamea, Hinamea, Hinamechichayo. Hinamechichayo, Hinamechichayo. Hinamechichayo, Hinamechichayo. Hina, Hina, Hia. Hina, Hina, Hey, Yo. Hina, Hina, Hia. Hina, Hina, Hey, Yo. Hinamea, Hina, Hinamea, Hinamechichayo. Hinamea, Hinamea, Hinamechichayo. Hinamechichayo, Hinamechichayo. Hinamechichayo, Hinamechichayo. Hina, Hina, Hia. Hina, Hina, Hey, Yo. Hina, Hina, Hia. Hina, Hina, Hey, Yo. Now, oh, so it is. So just pay attention. Pay attention to your physical self, your energetic self, and just notice. You'll notice we sped up on that. And as we speed up, we're raising the vibration. The vibration raises, and as it gets higher and hotter, it basically clears out the debris that cannot sustain that frequency. And down the right leg, that stuff goes. Right below is a song, Power, a Native American feel with English lyrics in it. It's a statement and a testament of a desired outcome. We're going to use that to claim this particular frequency. We've done it before if you've been on this particular call the first time last year that we did it. I stand here in my power. I am fully realized. I am free of limitations. I am holy. I'm divine with endless energy and talent. I manifest my dreams. All my cells are in alignment. Time has God created me. I am. I am. I am. I am. Three more times. I stand here in my power. I am fully realized. I am free of limitations. I am holy. I'm divine with endless energy and talent. I manifest my dreams. All my cells are in alignment. Time has God created me. I am. I am. I am. I am. Two more. I stand here in my power. I am fully realized. I am free of limitations. I am holy. I'm divine with endless energy and talent. I manifest my dreams. All my cells are in alignment. Time is God created me. I am. I am. I am. I am. Last time. I stand here in my power. I am fully realized. I am free of limitations. I am holy. I'm divine with endless energy and talent. I manifest my dreams. All my cells are in alignment. Time is God created me. I am. I am. I am. I am. Oh. All right, pay attention to your being. Pay attention to how that feels. Notice what your body is giving you. The body in the process of clearing is constantly in a process of giving us clues and tapping on the door of our awareness to let go of the things that we have stored. We store energies that are kind of theme related in each of the chakras. In the root chakra, we have foundation issues and issues about chains that we store there when those things happen. In the second sacral chakra, we store the energies of the woundings of life and our compromises, creativity and passion and sensuality are all in there. And in the third chakra, in the solar plexus, all the things we've talked about in terms of the will, in terms of the power and the abuses of power that have occurred. We are choosing to let go in this particular chakra to clear out all of those elements related to how we have used power and how it has been used against us. And it's those issues that oftentimes leave the unexpressed and the unshared and the anger in there that people get afraid of. Because anger is such an explosive force. We are not given permission in this culture to do it except through backdoor ways like sarcasm and ways of making fun of people and those silly video programs where you see people falling and hurting themselves and everybody laughs. Those are backdoor ways of processing anger, and they're accepted. There are cleaner ways to deal with that, and we'll find some of those tonight. In fact, we've actually done them. Doing the Apache power chant in the middle of anger going on is a very, very powerful thing to do, and most likely it will stop any anger coming your way just by the sheer shock of what it is that you're doing. But we have other ways to do it. So let's move down now right to the mantra, the Shanti Prashanti Sarva Krodha Upashamanti Swaha, that this particular mantra is designed over time to have, when it was created, it was a vehicle that was going to call upon the Hindu deity, and forgive me, but I don't know. You can go online and find out who that is. And I honestly, a lot of these things, I don't find out what they're about because I want to just experience them. I really want to feel what the vibration is, and if I'm thinking about the Hindu deity and I'm going, well, I don't even know if I believe in that, then I'm totally distracted by all of that, and I'm missing out on the opportunity to experience this. There are plenty of places to find that information. This is a particular mantra, and once again, a mantra is something that has been spoken and designed with intention to do a particular thing. Sometimes it does beseech a deity or an angelic energy, perhaps, a god energy. And then sometimes it's really just about a statement of power and presence or a statement of to do something. This particular mantra is designed to clear out anger. So it's a song, and I'm going to do it, and we're going to sing it about three times. Shanti Prashanti Sarva Krodha Upashamanti Swaha. Shanti Prashanti Sarva Krodha Upashamanti Swaha. Swaha. Again. Shanti Prashanti Sarva Krodha Upashamanti Swaha. Shanti Prashanti Sarva Krodha Upashamanti Swaha. Swaha. One more time. Shanti Prashanti Sarva Krodha Upashamanti Swaha. Shanti Prashanti Sarva Krodha Upashamanti Swaha. 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 And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Let's go ahead right now on the count of three, speak that true name, that powerful name of your first and the middle and last, and reclaim that frequency. Reclaim it now that we're beginning to get into these frequencies here. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Excellent. Let's go up to the top now, the very top, and you're going to see tone E-O phonetic. Basically, what this is saying is that every one of the chakras, at least the in-body chakras and then the ones that are close, the
close to the body, all have a particular pitch that goes with them, a measurable pitch, and that they also have a phonetic or a phoneme that will actually focus the sound into that chakra. It's really quite magical the way that it occurs. I just love the design of ourselves. Anyway, the tone that we're giving here, this E tone, is a tone that typically is a starting point. This is a pitch that's going to access and bring the solar plexus back to alignment with that. It's a process called entrainment. As we give a particular tone in the pitch where we want to have that chakra be, then it clears out the debris underneath it and it brings itself right back up to that pitch that we're talking about. Now, it's nice to have a pitch reference. It's nice to have somebody to wander with you. If you have a guitarist friend that can wander with you all the time and give you the pitch when you need it, that's wonderful. And if you don't have that, then let me show you a quick way to actually access that solar plexus area with your voice and with to find a pitch that in this moment in time is going to work for you. So what I'm going to do is take the phonetic here, which is the O sound. Now, do know that this O sound is contained in the word no, which is a really potent word of power that sometimes is not used in some of our lives. It is a word that contains the power to keep things away from us and stop things from happening. Perhaps we haven't been given permission to use that, but now we're going to. So put your hand on your belly and your solar plexus and say the word no and just get the feel for how that comes directly from that center. No, 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 no. So you can feel how that contraction goes on here and the pressure that comes through that particular chakra as that word is said. So the O sound is perfect for that. Now here's how I would find it if I didn't have a pitch reference. I'd start high using the O, and let it drop into my body. Okay, that last pitch, is the one that works for me in this moment. And that is very different from the pitch that I said, the E, because sound has harmonics. It has various frequencies above it that are part of a particular harmonic scale. More on that in another course. But basically, it allows us to have various harmonics of the basic pitch so that we can find those and we can use those as our reference point. So I'm going to invite you to do that on your own time. And in fact, let's just do it right now. So let your pitch drop from a higher end and then to see if it locks right into that solar plexus. And do it slowly so that you can feel how it starts to vibrate just that specific area. Okay, so if we had our mute off, we'd be hearing all of these different frequencies that I think would be in the ballpark with one another, but it would be a very powerful sound that would be coming out of all of us. So what we're going to do with this is we're going to hold this particular pitch for 2 hours. 2 hours, I'm sorry, I got distracted. 2 minutes. And in the 2 minutes, what we're going to do is we're going to sustain the pitch as long as we can, then take another breath and sustain it again, and I'll keep track of the time here. It takes about 2 minutes for the body, for the chakra to readjust and to that particular pitch. So we're going to stay with it for that amount of time. So I invite us to do that. Just one moment. I don't have a clock. How silly. My watch is somewhere else. So I'm going to... I can use my computer thing here. Okay, so here we go. We're going to sustain this particular pitch. Oh. take a little drink of water?
Just pay attention to your general demeanor. When I tone chakras like this, basically I really put myself into a clear focus, but also an altered state. It's a very powerful and present feeling, and I used to pay for feelings like this, if you know what I mean. But it's a very, very natural thing, a result of us just clearing things that have kept our vibration of aliveness from being present. So this is the beauty of this work, is that it clears things out in a very natural way that allows us to just be in our presence and in our power. Now, you may have noticed in the process of sustaining that tone that your pitch may have been wavering. You may have found that you could hardly sustain a note until you had to take a lot of breaths. And maybe you heard me going longer and thinking, God, I just wonder if I could go that long. But it has nothing to do with that, with any of that. Basically, it's telling you those kinds of symptomologies where the pitch wavers, where the breath seems to be unable to sustain, are real indicators that there is work to be done in that chakra. If you choose to stay with it and just keep sustaining the tone and keep working with that, you will find your pitch return, the accuracy of that pure tone will come back, and also you'll be able to sustain a breath for quite some time as you work through these particular, you know, in the solar plexus area here. So do know that that's the indicator that you have done the work, is that your breath returns and you're able to hold the pitch. Okay, so let's look at what we've done now. In the process of bringing that pitch, any energy and frequency that's lower than that has been cleansed and cleared, or is being invited to be cleansed and cleared, or is being shaken loose to be released through the rest of the time that we do things here and the rest of the work that we do. So just be aware and remember that energy coming up the left leg and that conduit of wash going through the solar plexus and all of that lower vibrations going back out the right leg. Now, just for a moment, take a breath and bring the breath to the solar plexus as if you're bringing in sustenance, you're bringing in light to it. The color is yellow, the color is golden, the color is a violet color as well. You can use any color you want to come in here. The typical color that sustains it is a golden yellow. So if you want to just visualize that taking the place of any space that has been left there as a result of the lower frequency energy leaving, we want to make sure that we fill that space in. The universe loves vacuums, and all kinds of energy can drop in there that may or may not be in the frequency of what you want. So do that, and we'll move on to our next activity. I'm going to invite us to go down to the bottom of the page to the proclamation. And in the affirmation, the proclamation is a statement that comes through the work from a fellow named Rich Work. That's his actual name, and he had a book called Proclamations of the Soul. There were these proclamations that he wrote that were just particularly powerful and juicy, and I think that they bear repeating, if you will. The book is no longer in print, but you can probably have access to it somewhere if you ever are interested. I've got a couple copies. I've got the copies here, just the ones that I have. But I can always give you access to that somehow. All right, so we're going to use this. Now, a proclamation is a statement of intention that is final. You're just basically giving commands to the universe to do what it is that you desire to be done. You say it, and then you let it go. We're going to say it here. And in the process of us learning to work with proclamations, I invite you to say it a couple times just to get the feeling of power with it. Now listen to me when I say it. I'm going to say it with the sense that it is so. These are directions that I'm giving. From the divine love within my being, I honor those who have placed their power over me. I return their power to them. I claim my birthright. I claim my power in peace, joy, and harmony with creation on all levels of consciousness, and so it is. And I'm really pulling in the solar plexus here to sustain and hold the power of the voice and the statements that I'm making. So the invitation is for you to do the same. We're going to say it together. So take a breath. Here we go. From the divine love within my being, I honor those who have placed their power over me. I return their power to them. I claim my birthright. I claim my power in peace, joy, and harmony with creation on all levels of consciousness, and so it is.
Yes. Yes. Now, a clear solar plexus does not carry revenge energy in it. It does not carry energies of wanting to get even with anyone. The events of life occur, we process them, we release the impact of them, and we learn our lessons from them. And we become stronger in the sense we are realigned with our vibration of unconditional love. Ideally, we reach a place where we are not impacted by the old energies that we've held on to, so that we can stand in the presence of any form and be fully in center with it and allow ourselves to flow with it in ways that we probably thought we were not able to do. So the statement in here about honoring those who have placed their power over me, it's kind of a forgiveness thing. It's recognized that truly no one has power over us unless we give it to them. So it's a choice that is made. This particular chakra is about making choices. Again, it's about power. It's about giving and receiving power. It's about allowing it. It's about giving permission for these things to happen. It's about making decisions about what we want for our life. It's about following through on those decisions. It's about criticism and judgment that is carried as a kind of a bastardization of anger, a twisted form of it, where we either turn to criticism on ourselves or on those around us and find fault. That is a sure sign that the solar plexus has some debris in it. So we are not designed to be critical, and so clearing this chakra is really in essence, if you find yourself being critical of things, if you find a whole lot of criticism coming your way and judgment coming your way, it's an invitation to clear this particular chakra, because there's no reason to be doing that in the world, because we are coming from a place of center when we are balanced. So let's skip down to the affirmation below that, because the affirmation is what we can use on a more ongoing basis when we find ourselves slipping into old patterns. Because even though we do all this work tonight and clear, there's possibility for two reasons. One is we may have not gotten everything we need to get out of there. And so the body will keep reminding us, and the higher self will bring opportunities for us to work the energy and to clear it. And then the other thing is that I happen to view things in spirals. And as we walk through a spiral, we come back, and after we've released something, you get a chance to experience something similar to see how we're doing with it and to see what our reaction is going to be. Because how else would we know unless we had an opportunity to, in a sense, test that? The affirmation can be used over and over again to keep the mind on task. If we start to drift and start to find ourselves judgmental of ourselves, affirmations like this one can be useful in this process. So let me say it for you, and then we'll do it together. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of anger, power, and control used by others on me, used by me upon others, or used by me upon myself. I now stand clearly and cleanly in my own power, confident, safe, and willing to make decisions and take action for the highest good of all involved, and so it is. And so it is. So take a breath and let's claim this affirmation for ourselves and see the power that can come from the words that are being brought through that frequency of wholeness. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of anger, power, and control used by me, by others on me, used by me upon others, or used by me upon myself. I now stand clearly and cleanly in my own power, confident, safe, and willing to make decisions and take action for the highest good of all involved, and so it is. And so it is. All right, be in that frequency for a moment. Be in that frequency. Okay. Let's go ahead on the count of three and speak our true name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Pull that frequency back in. We have stirred the pot in the beginning with the bowl. We've cleared off some of the debris. We went ahead and used the rattles to begin to shake up that center. We have the conduit of energy moving through us from the earth, cleansing and moving down the right leg and sending those lower frequency energies back. We have laid claim to power and claim power through the Hinamaya, through the power song. We have
worked specifically on the frequency of anger to diminish and to break those energies up and to send them out through the Shanti Prashanti. We have gone now to lay claim to what our desired intention is and how we want our own mind to be here to support it. So all of this is a process. Any one of these things that you pay attention to and you connect to will support your process. We're going to the Egyptian Akka cord cutting thing right now, the mantra process, the Sa Kherap Na. And the reason we're doing this is because we have let go of certain attachment energies. A lot of times anger is a result of things taken on from others around us. The nature of relationship is such that these Akka cords, they're called in the Egyptian Huna, these energetic cords go from one to the other. And they are feeding and pulling on one another and giving and getting, and it's kind of a messy situation. What we find is that if we end and leave these situations with these people in these relationships or these situations, a lot of times we feel like we're not separate from it. We're pulled back into it, or we find ourselves giving too much energy back to it. The truth is these cords are still existing. Some of these cords are very insidious. The ideal is that we can sit with the party or in a meditative state or in person, if that's possible, and negotiate and begin to separate these cords together and say they're done. You can actually run your hand across your solar plexus, and if you open up your sensitivity, you can begin to sense that these cordings are there. You can actually follow those cords. You can pull them like a rope. And it'd be interesting to see who or what is at the other end. If you find someone, you can go ahead and negotiate with them and say, hey, it's time to move on and to let go. And a lot of times they're willing too, because this is costing them, especially if it's someone who's deceased or someone who's moved on. They can't move on until these cords are separated. So it's a powerful gift that you're giving them in the process of letting go. Okay, without going into all of that in this phone call, what we can do is use this particular cord-cutting process from the Egyptian tradition. We use the word sa-kherap-na, sa-kherap-na, and we use our hands like knife blades that cut across the solar plexus area, the front of our body, and they cut these cords as we speak, the sa-kherap-na. And we're going to do the sides of the body, the front, and then the back. It's a little awkward to get our arms to twist around, but do your best. It's mostly intention right here. So these cords that no longer serve us, that may be attached to these things we've already cleansed and cleared, we're going to go ahead and let go of those right now. So here we go. Sa kherap na, sa kherap na, sa kherap na, sa kherap na, sa kherap na. Get the sides, sa kherap na, sa kherap na. In the back, sa kherap na, sa kherap na. Back to the front, one more, sa kherap na. And now shake those hands into the earth and get that debris off of them. And that's that. And that's that. And a count of three, speak your true name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch, back in my place of center. A strong solar plexus allows us to surrender. When we surrender, we flow with life. We don't control things. We allow the flow of life, knowing our higher self and the etheric beings are in charge of it, and we flow paying attention to what comes into the altar of our awareness. It's a beautiful process when we allow it. So let's go ahead and do a couple songs that are going to give us permission to do that. Go up to the chant Will, which is related to letting go and allowing the source energy, which we're calling God in this moment, to flood through us and give us the guidance and the inspiration to do that which must be done by us. So here's how it goes. We're going to sing it three times. Some of you may already know it.
I surrender, give up control to the will of God. All my actions flow most freely from the will of God. Oh, oh, oh.
Two more.
I surrender and control to the will of God. All my actions flow most freely from last time. I surrender and give up control to the will of God. All my actions flow
in this testament, this statement of a letting go. What we're doing is giving permission for ourselves to trust.
Trust is something that will be a result of a solar plexus that is strong, that is clear, that is in its own power. See, power is not meant to usurp or to be taken advantage of or to overwhelm in any way. There's enough power for everyone on this planet. There's enough power to go around. And the power is just to allow us to keep in our place of center. That's all the power we really need. And the power to allow our creative ideas and to become form. That's the use of power. That's, in a sense, the correct use of power. However, in this dimension, a lot of stuff happens. And sometimes we realize that stuff comes our way that seems to blindside us because we're not ready. It is a journey. We have issues. Those issues are hopefully we're paying attention to the opportunity to work through those. Because, in a sense, that's why we're here. If you want to know the meaning of life, maybe it's to work through some of the things that we agreed to work on. Perhaps. So let's go to the song Strength. And what we're doing here is we're affirming our capacity to deal with whatever comes our way. By surrendering to the will, by making proclamations and statements, and empowering our own center, we are able to deal in strength, in clarity, with whatever comes our way. It may knock us off our feet a little bit, but we come back very quickly by allowing ourselves the reaction. So I'm going to do this one time, and then we'll sing it one time together, unless you already know it. I have strength to meet the moments life lays in my hands. Through the pain I grow, I learn to take each step I can. All my thoughts, my words, my actions serve to keep me strong. Spirit triumphs over matter. Strength is my song. Strength is my song. Here we go. I have strength to meet the moments life lays in my hands. And through the pain I grow, I learn to take each step I can. And all my thoughts, my words, my actions, they serve to keep me strong. Spirit triumphs over matter. Strength is my song. Strength is my song. Strength is my song.
And so it is. We claim that capacity. We claim the capacity that through our will center, through our connection with the earth, through our foundation, through a cleansing and an empowered second chakra that allows us to be in a passionate place, in a joyful space, and a clear space with all creativity available to us, we can deal with whatever is brought into our own sphere of awareness. And in the process of a chakra that is the solar plexus chakra that is clear and powerful, we make choices. So let's go up to the song towards the top. It's a little song called Action. And I'm just going to do this a cappella, and we're just going to go through it a couple times. Do know that some of these, you see that they're underlined. if you click on that underlined title, it'll go to my website and you'll be able to listen to a sample of the song for about 30 seconds or at least one time through. That'll help you remember. In addition, you'll have, by tomorrow morning, you'll have the information about the download. You'll be able to download this morning's call as well as this call for your use and to help you remember. Again, anything you attach to or anything you connect with, use it, and you will, it will empower you. It will really help to stay clear. Okay, action. Okay, clear choices. I make choices. I take action. I do it with love. So supported, universe with me. Shower my dream with love. I make choices. I take action. I do it with love. So supported, universe with me. Shower my dream with love. So it is. So it is.
Right below that is a song called Boundaries. It's a fun song to remind us that wherever we go, it's not a bad idea just to shore up our boundaries, because energy is a very funny thing. It can attach to us before we even know it. So if we walk out of our home by either using the Hung Vajrape or speaking our name as we cross thresholds or step into situations where we know we're going to perhaps be confronted, we can do a lot to protect ourselves in the sense protection by not allowing lower frequency energies in. That allows us to be in a state of to be able to witness someone who's going through some stuff. If I'm not attaching to it because the cords are coming in through my boundary, then I'm able to actually have compassion and empathy and be able to witness someone in their struggle and pain, which can be something that can be very powerful for them to finally be witness, which may, you know, everything's a call for love, as Course in Miracles says. So we are down to our last moment here, so let's just shoot quickly down to the bottom of the page to this song, My Life is Unwritten, which is a reminder that in the flow, things happen. Things happen and we respond to them and we make choices. And the more we trust that flow, the smoother lives will be. And the more powerful our experience will be, because it will open up, because we aren't distracted by the stuff, it will open us up to the panorama of possibilities in this dimension. This was created when I was in India, so it has a feel about that. The Sriram Jairam Jai Jai Ram mantra is translated, May the Lord as light and virtue that dwells in my heart be victorious over all internal and external obstacles and difficulty. May the positive and transforming vision of the divine in my heart lead to the fulfillment of divine will. That is a potent mantra that is used. It's not a bad one to have in your arsenal of things to do. My life is unwritten, no path is defined. It moves from these moments I choose. So if I want beauty to be that I am, let love be my nourishing food. Surrendering flow to the river, adrift in the whisper of Om. Align me through light and deliver. Carry me home. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shiva Om. Shiva Om. Shiva Om. And so it is. Now, there's some things that we didn't do on here. The invocation to Lady Nada, the song for the Elohim. I did those. I practiced them a little bit before the call, so maybe the energy was enough that they didn't need to come through. I will put them on the recording here so you'll have them, and also the boundaries. So I invite you to remember that tomorrow I'll have the link for you for your downloads. In the meantime, if you want to just hear those songs, The ones that have been recorded, just go listen to them to remind you, and you can use that experience. Please also know that I meant to apologize in the beginning to each of you that in that I had I waited so darn long to announce this, and the date had changed a couple times because of some scheduling snafus, and it's just not fair to you for me to think that I could let you know on the night before and you'll drop everything to do this. However, some of you did, and I appreciate that. In the future, you will be well informed of when the actual date is so that you have time to go ahead and make any adjustments if necessary. I will go ahead and include tomorrow a schedule of the rest of the year, so you'll have that for you in case you want to participate in any more of these. And then finally, if you wouldn't mind, if this was an experience for you that has value, please tell your friends about it. There's room for a lot more people on these calls, and I would really like to begin to get these vibrations out there. So I invite you. It's a really gift of love that you can invite someone to be a part of this. So once again, thank you. I feel the power and the presence, and it's all here. So we suck it up now and cut any cords that have been connected between us during this phone call, and we go to sleep alone in the frequency of the I am that we are, each of us. I'm so grateful that you chose to be a part of tonight. I will stay on if any of you have any questions, and I will go ahead if there are no questions and finish up those songs and then bring it to a close. Blessings.
Okay. I'll do the boundary song first. I'm just going to run it one time through. You can listen to a recording online. This is my boundary. This is my space. This is where I belong. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. This is my boundary. This is my space. This is where I belong. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. So it's a playful way to go ahead and just set our own space. That this is my place. This is where I am. And no one's welcome in here unless I ask you, which is the second part. If we are solid in our own body and solid in our center, we have the capacity to ask people to come in. This is my boundary. This is my space. I'm sorry, I was going to do the other one. This is my boundary. This is my place. I'd like to let you in. Come share my space. Come share my space. This is my boundary. This is my place. I'd like to let you in. Come share my space. Come share my space. Come share my space. And so it is. This song is really good for playful action in terms of creating our own little boundary and setting ourselves up. But if you have the idea inside of you as you move through your social moments, you'll be able to realize that you can keep your own energy field pretty intact and stay in a really clear place as you engage people. So the invocation to the Ascended Master Lady Nada, I'll sing it one time through. You are the master of devotion. I call upon you, bring me peace. In the service of the Christ light, give the gift of joy I seek. Bring me clarity of vision. Through the Christ eyes, let me see. Now cleanse the stream of blind religion. Flood the peace and joy through me. Lady Nada, Lady Nada, Lady Nada.
it's very fascinating because each one of the Ascended Masters have their own kind of tune. This one's a little bit sultry. Apparently Lady Nada likes that kind of a thing. So now down to Peace and Aloha, the Elohim, who are responsible for bringing the frequency of that violet and golden ray into our beings to support us. Elohim, peace and aloha. Elohim, peace and aloha. On the ray of golden ruby be the ministers of peace. Help me balance all my energies. Clear the way I see. In the consciousness of Christ, now let the Holy Spirit rise. Place me in my power, now the I Am shines. I am, I am.
All right, I just want you to know that I have completed the first chakra, and some of you already have it,
of the sort of complete immersion in the first chakra. It's part of the seven chakra series that I've been threatening to do for the past 2.5 years. Well, I'm committed to doing that, and I'm believing that within a month's time I can have most of them done. The second chakra is actually will be done a little bit later next week, and I will certainly let you know. For a second chakra immersion and cleansing, I'll immediately get started on the third chakra, and I really would like to get that whole series completed. So stay tuned. I would love you to have these so they can support you in all of your experiences. Again, thank you so much for being a part of this. Spread the word, keeping your power, keeping your presence, and keeping your place of love. So, sweet blessings. We are done now.